Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Meghna Bose, and today we will be discussing about the Prime Minister's address at post-budget webinar on sustaining and strengthening economic growth. For this discussion, we have with us Mr. Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst. Mr. Chinoy, welcome to Akashvani.
Thank you, Meghna. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Chinoy, the Prime Minister said that India is a beacon of hope with a strong economy. Looking at the current scenario, where the major economies are engaged in conflicts or facing internal financial challenges, how do you think that India's economy is a beacon of hope for the world?
Prime Minister, in his address, actually talked about this, and in many different earlier conversations, India has been kind of positioned as a beacon of hope because of multiple factors. The first one, and you mentioned, while there's geopolitical uncertainty and other things happening, India has demonstrated democratic stability. It is demonstrating economic momentum with consistent last few quarters growth rate of over 7%. And even international rating agencies and other international organizations have said that India would grow at over close to 6.5% following 2 years above the 7% that we see now. Third is technological capability. What was demonstrated, for example, during the AI summit or our digital public infrastructure and other such aspects. And of course, our resilience and again, very peace-oriented and stable economy here. In this era of global uncertainty in terms of geopolitical tensions, India is there for these reasons been seen as a beacon of hope and stability in the world currently.
Before we move ahead, let's listen to the Prime Minister as he talks about the importance of exporting for the Indian economy and for the Indian manufacturing sector.
Arthavyavastha ki tej pragati विकसित भारत का भी बहुत बड़ा आधार है हमारी दिशा स्पष्ट है हमारा संकल्प स्पष्ट है बिल्ड मोर प्रोड्यूस मोर कनेक्ट मोर और अब जरूरत है एक्सपोर्ट मोर
Mr. Chinoy, the Prime Minister emphasized the vision of build more, produce more, connect more and export more. How can India strengthen its manufacturing ecosystem and supply chains to translate this vision into sustained export growth in a rapidly evolving global trade environment?
So the first thing that India at a government-to-government level was wanting to do was to ensure that there is a competitive or a level playing field for industries in India to compete with the rest of the world in terms of duties and other structures, and therefore entering into different sorts of free trade agreements with different countries to allow Indians to actually access these markets. The second key thing is while India's domestic market is large, but exports multiply demand. And if we have to sustain a 7 to 8% GDP growth going forward, it is hard without a strong export performance. And therefore, if you look at it, the third aspect, and if you look at the labor intensive industries like textiles, leather, food processing, and also look at the higher end services, which India is also focusing on, they create jobs at scale. Whether it's pharma, MSME, handicrafts in addition. And it is important to absorb India's young workforce and export-oriented manufacturing is essential. More importantly, over the last few years, the manufacturing sector in India share in GDP has been stagnant. And the Prime Minister and the government through various schemes like the Make in India, the PLI scheme, One District, One Product, is looking at increasing India's share of manufacturing. And in this budget, they've also announced special programs for MSME. And export earnings in a country that is dependent on imported oil and critical minerals is very important for us to export more. The other act is when you start exporting and working in global markets, there's a technology innovation that immediately happens. Advanced manufacturing processes happen. And the other thing is that we need to look at integrating into global supply chains going forward. And therefore, Prime Minister's message was, look, we have done an infrastructure push. We have done CapEx heavy budgets. We have done global realignments. We have a manufacturing ambition. We are looking at being a services superpower 2.0. And therefore, industry and all other stakeholders should come together and look at export markets in a big way by focusing on quality, productivity, R&D going forward.
Before we move ahead in the discussion, let's listen to the Prime Minister as he speaks about the Bio Pharma Shakti Mission.
Budget mein Bio Pharma Shakti Mission ki ghoshna bhi ki gayi. Is mission ka uddesh hai Bharat ko biologics aur next generation therapies ke kshetr mein global hub banana. Hum advanced Bio Pharma research aur manufacturing mein leadership ki aur badhna chahte hain.
Mr. Chinoy, the Bio Pharma Shakti Mission aims to position India as a global hub for biologics and next generation therapies. How will this initiative strengthen India's advanced biopharmaceutical research, innovation ecosystem and manufacturing capabilities?
So I think the budget, in addition to allocating a 10,000 crore corpus over 5 years to develop India as a global biopharmaceutical manufacturing hub and focusing on biologics and similar, is very key. Because if you look at our current manufacturing of pharmaceuticals, we are very good in formulations and chemicals. We did not have the capabilities of, fermentation to develop scale biologics, which are fermentation, cell culture, plants, etc. So this immediate impact of this announcement is that there will be a capex and investment pool. This 10,000 crores that the government has announced is large enough to unlock private sector capital investment. We'll get joint venture interest from global biologics players and boost leading venture interest for scale-up and also for the CDMOs. The second thing that Prime Minister also, when he talked about cooperation, etc., was upgrading the value chain. Targeted funding plus regulatory strengthening. They talked about regulatory strengthening, improving the NIPERS, doing this 1,000 plus clinical trial centers. Will reduce barriers for domestic firms to develop and scale the biologics there. And the third aspect flowing out of this is the clinical and R&D expansion. A more accredited clinical sites, the budget talked about 1,000 plus sites, plus regulatory focus would actually speed domestic clinical development and make India a more attractive destination for early phase and bridging studies. And of course, the most important thing is that there will be a global competitiveness shift. The policy push announced by in the budget and shared by the Prime Minister with the participants in the webinar signals a strategic pivot from being the pharmacy of the world for small molecule generics towards higher margin biologics and biosimilars and enhanced therapies with an export focus. So we also want to be a leader in this. And this is a very strategic intent that choosing some key sectors, which are not sectors of today, but sectors of tomorrow, with government and all the stakeholders working together to position India as a leader in that segment.
All right, let's hear the Prime Minister as he talks about the importance of manufacturing good quality products.
Global standards ke anurup quality bhi sunishchit karni hogi aur main bar bar kehta hu ki ab hame aage badhne ke jab avsar aaye hain to hamara ek hi mantra hona chahiye, quality, quality, quality. Sathiyo, Bharat ne bahut sare deshon ke sath free trade agreement kiye hain. Aise mein hamari zimmedari hai ki hum quality par kabhi bhi samjhota na kare.
As we just heard, the Prime Minister right now, he reiterated the mantra of quality for Indian products in global markets. What steps should industries and MSMEs take to ensure that Indian products not only meet but exceed Indian quality standards?
Veena, I think this has been a constant challenge that the Prime Minister has been focusing in. In one of his earliest speeches, if you remember, he talked about zero effect and zero defect, which is both environmental impact and quality. For decades, India has been competed on cost advantage, large-scale production, labor arbitrage. But the global markets today determine compliance with strict standards, when we're discussing the India-EU FTA. There is the CBAM mechanism and the issue with climate, etc. They also demand products traceability. They're looking at reliability and durability and ESG alignment. So if you're looking, when the PM stresses quality, he is signaling that industry should compete not only on price, but on standards and credibility. So industry, instead of going by the lowest common multiplier, should look at the highest common factor and look at high quality standards, and look at how you comply with strict standards and even exceed them, so that you can actually create a name for yourself in the international market. Also looking at things like product traceability, reliability and durability, and aligning with the environmental, the ESG alignment, which is environment, society and governance mandate. All them You know, our leading markets now, and especially the markets that we've entered into free trade agreements with, demand products with high standards. So industries should reach out and invest in meeting those quality standards and exceeding them. They demand environmental compliance. So industry must meet the environment standards to exceed them. Safety certifications and other certifications should be done as a kind of a routine there, and have strong quality control systems and traceability systems. I think the message that the Prime Minister was saying is that without quality accreditation, export growth may not meet its whole potential.
All right, let's listen to the Prime Minister as he talks about sustainability as a core part of industries.
आज दुनिया की अर्थव्यवस्था में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन चल रहा है. बाजार अब केवल लागत नहीं देखते हैं, वे सस्टेनेबिलिटी भी देखते हैं. इस दिशा में कार्बन कैप्चर, यूटिलाइजेशन एंड स्टोरेज मिशन एक महत्वपूर्ण पहल है. अब सस्टेनेबिलिटी उसको आपको कोर बिजनेस स्ट्रेटेजी का हिस्सा बनाना ही होगा. जो उद्योग समय रहते क्लीन टेक्नोलॉजी में निवेश करेंगे, वे आने वाले वर्षों में नए नए बाजारों तक बेहतर पहुंच बना पाएंगे.
Mr. Chinoy, the Prime Minister emphasized that sustainability must become a core component of business strategy. How can industries integrate clean technologies, carbon capture initiatives, and sustainable production methods while maintaining economic competitiveness?
So, you know, there are multiple pathways for industry here. And if you look at what the world is moving to, while India has put its own net zero and carbon reduction and net zero pathway to 2070, many other countries and international organizations have actually accelerated them. Some have got 2035, some have got 2030, and you know, various ways. Now, the challenge is that Indian industry should export and be a part of the global network. Their net zero and their carbon capture and their decarbonization strategy should align with their export market. And because if there's a mismatch there and somebody else can give that product with net zero kind of a thing, then that company or the country will migrate to that supplier rather than take from India. So the first thing is, what does it mean decarbonizing the steel industry, whether it's the steel industry or decarbonizing the cement or decarbonizing the chemical industry? The $500 billion EU chemical market, if it is not sustainable, then we will not be able to get a foothold there. The other aspect is, how do you increase renewable share in your energy mix in India? The third thing is, how do you improve energy efficiency there? How do you reduce carbon intensity? And reduction of carbon intensity in your products and services manufacturing is central to trade competitiveness, especially with EU and the EU cross-border carbon mechanism there. The other thing which the Prime Minister has also talked earlier is about the whole circular economy and waste reduction, the extended producer responsibility, recycling mandates for plastic, e-waste or batteries, and resource efficiency policy. So industry has to do a lot of other aspects. Even the financial institutions are now focusing on ESG, and they're linking lending to ESG compliance. There's the rise of green bonds. Global investors are now looking at sustainability metrics. So India has to look at integrating ESG reporting norms, etc. And of course, the whole sustainable infrastructure about green buildings, smart logistics, rail freight push, dedicated freight corridors, which the Prime Minister talked about, and the industry's cost structure will shift. There'll be a slightly higher compliance cost in the beginning, but there'll be a need for capex for cleaner technology. But medium and long term, we will see many benefits for this. And therefore, our markets, EU and US, are looking at carbon disclosure, supply chain traceability, and sustainable sourcing. So our industry will have to meet these requirements through technology and innovation. All this will require a new partnership between government and industry and all stakeholders to increase our market share going forward.
With that, I would like to conclude our discussion today. Thank you so much, Mr. Chinoy, for joining us in this discussion and for providing your insights on this topic.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.